Hi, and welcome to the Property Mom Podcast. I'm Dolapo. I'm a wife and mother of two wonderful kids who are now 5 and 3, and I'm what you'd call a property entrepreneur. And if you're joining us for the first time, thanks so much for listening to this, and my hope is that you learn something new every time you listen, as I've juggled the past 10 years or so between raising a family, property investing, development, refurbs, rent to rent, and educating. So my love for property does run really deep. So this podcast is for anyone looking to get into property, build a portfolio of owned or managed properties, and is looking to potentially quit their job or they want to run their own business full time. You're definitely in the right place. Here you'll find discussions, ideas, and strategies for UK property investing, and I'll be inviting guests as well to share their own experiences. Now do listen to the end of this short episode, as I have two upcoming really exciting events that you honestly won't want to miss. So today we're talking about something that's going on in the market. And I have to say, what the heck is going on with UK property prices? In the past 12 years that I've been in the market, and even slightly earlier, because I started watching the market about a few years before I actually jumped in during the last financial crisis. But I must say, and I've been saying since the middle of the lockdown, that this crash is nothing, nothing at all like the last financial crisis or the last, recession. If we're in a recession, then the fundamentals are completely different. I've never seen a recession in which everyone was so happy to buy, and buy. Usually there's a lot of fear in the market, which is driving property prices downwards. Actually, in this case, even with all the fundamentals pointing to the fact that we are slipping into a recession and probably a deep, long recession, lots of people are still buying. Which then brings me to the idea of, is this recession actually going to be as deep and long as people are predicting? Or is it something that all of the government palliatives is actually going to minimize the impact? Although we will be paying for a while from taxes and things like that, but at least the deep impact of a recession like in the 1920s in the United States, that sort of recession won't occur, hopefully. But in any case, one of the things I said during a webinar I'd held earlier in the year, I'd said one of the fundamental differences between this recession, having experienced both, is that coming into 2020, we had very strong market fundamentals. We were anticipating Brexit, and yes, there was a bit of fear in the market, but it still wasn't anything compared to the previous recession where, there had been all of the subprime market and overblown mortgage rates that impacted the market quite a lot. And then when we look at the Bank of England lowering the base rate, interest rates at that time were much higher. So we were coming from like 5%, and then they really started slashing interest rates. But this time around, interest rates were already hovering around the 1%. So really, they slashed it, but there wasn't that much of an impact. And then palliative measures then were given to the banks. So the banks reaped the benefit of, even though they caused the issues from the last recession, they ultimately were able to survive, at least most of them. Some of them fell off, as we know, like Lehman's. The government has not only built out, say, banks, but they've also built out, the mere man on the street. So those of us that have businesses, we've received quite a lot from the government. Corporates, big, larger companies have received millions and possibly billions. So government is really printing out and trying to make sure that the money trickles down to everyone else. And then when we talk about banks, that's the most amazing. So back then, I know a lot of people that had already been in property investing that I talked to had been caught out by banks freezing their mortgage lending. So imagine you're halfway through a build and then literally bank will just freeze and be like, we're not lending anymore. Therefore, a lot of these guys almost lost their shirts. Some of them, I remember, almost lost their homes, their actual personal homes, because they usually these banks want you to tie in your homes as a personal guarantee. But in this case, banks are lending. So they froze at the beginning, I guess, with the announcements of the lockdown. But very quickly, they started lending. And yes, it's a bit strict, but it's no more strict than it was back then when I got in. I remember somebody telling me, if you can survive this market in terms of trying to get loans and trying to get mortgages, that you can survive in any market, because the banks had completely frozen then. But now they're okay. They're doing the due diligence that they're required to do, but they are still lending. And then the impact of Brexit, there's so many things coming down the line that we're not sure how that's going to impact on property prices. But yet, with all of this going on, property prices are still rising. People are buying. And it's amazing because usually I say that the auctions where I really source a lot of the properties, I've found so many great deals over the years, always in all the different auctions. But I understand that in the last 3 months or so, that auctions may not have been the best source because effectively there was no other way to buy property. All the estate agents literally shut down. So that auctions were the only ones that were already optimized because there was already the concept of remote bidding. So they just transitioned all of the activity online. It really, really suited auctions. Auctions are having a laugh right now. They've outperformed in every single way. Like they're hitting some targets we've not seen in the past 10 years. So auctions are doing amazing, meaning that for us, the buyers, they're doing terribly because we are used to sourcing great deals in auctions because not everybody was comfortable going down that route. But now more people are at home, more people are happy to look online and view online, and everything is now visible online. It's definitely impacted the auction, and we'll see how that plays out over time. But one thing that's very certain is that in the auction, you usually will see, you can predict the way the market is going to go. So if people are buying, it means that people will be buying on the market. And even that is happening now. A lot of people are still, even though they're buying and outperforming in the auctions, in the market, you can barely find an estate agent that isn't saying all his properties are sold. There's so much demand. If you set your prices at the right price, the properties are gone. I was recently trying to buy property for a client, and we had sourced the market in a certain area we were looking to buy. All the properties there probably listed for months. Sold. We then went into the auction to try and buy the same property. The property sold at higher than the market value. So at this point, I was like, really, the market is completely bonkers and we should just wait it out. Because if everybody's buying, this is not exactly the time to be pouring money in. That is my own personal opinion. But, you know, anyone is entitled to their own opinion. I feel like we need to wait and see how things play out. That being said, I still say look out for the deals. Maybe let's be looking at other alternative strategies. So I'm predominantly in residential investing. And I'm thinking, actually, I should probably be looking to alternative sources of investments because residential is definitely overbought. Definitely at this point, there's a lot of pressure on the residential market. I'm not that strong in commercial, so I could do my research and try and figure out what's going on that side of the pond and see if potentially there could be more deals had in that space. But right now, I would say just if you want to invest, you know, keep an eye out. If you find a good deal, you know, there are still deals there, like deals that hit the market before. If you have good relationships with agents, some of those deals are coming before they hit the market. If they hit the market, then all bets are off. But if you're able to strike the deal through, say, your personal contacts or, you know, an agent that just takes to you or you just call at the right time, then you can still get these deals off market. But if you wait for it to get to the market, I promise you it's gone. So being that basically what I'm trying to say is, if you do find a property, the fundamentals make sense, then you want to be holding long term. You don't want to be trying to flip. So I've heard different people talk about flipping because of the threshold on people buying. Well, if you can find a property that makes sense now, then yeah, you can flip. And one day I will talk about seller's remorse and how every time I've sold a property, I've gone through, forget buyer's remorse, I've gone through intense seller's remorse. I always feel like I could have still milked that property for more than I sold it. So it's just an issue I have. So I very quickly moved out of flipping and selling into this buy, refurbish, refinance, because at least that minimizes my seller's remorse. But I will still have to meet that at some point in the future, I'm sure. But till then. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's really about my analysis about what is going on in the market. And moving on, I have two exciting news to talk about. The first one is that, so if you go back to one of my first episodes, you'll see that I had an episode with a wonderful lady, a very inspirational lady called Danielle. And what we're doing is we're running a challenge, and it's called the Boss Mom Property Challenge. And so we're running this challenge to encourage moms and encourage women generally to get on this property bandwagon. Start getting the education, start immersing yourself. Honestly, I said, my 3-year-old daughter, she woke up a few days ago and said property. And I thought, okay, things have to change in this house. But it goes to show how much you immerse yourself in it. So really, to be successful in anything, you have to be focused. You have to be one-track minded, at least for the building phase of that thing. So if you want to get into property and you really know that this is your passion, or that you may not even have a passion, but you're interested, then you need to immerse yourself in it. Anyway, long story short, we are running a 3-day challenge starting on the 29th of September, and it's going to be an exciting time. I promise you, you're going to get lots and lots of value from it. And for my second news, drum roll, I'm really excited to announce that I'm hosting my next speaker is who I call the original property mom. She's done amazingly in her journey and she tells us all about it. And she is the author of Bricking It, From Stay-at-Home Mom to Millions in Property. And if you check out her book and you'll find out more about her next week, I'll be launching it in a week's time. So do tune in for that. And until the next episode, do stay safe, build assets, and let's make an impact.